Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless. Father in heaven, we are glad to be in the house of the Lord today. We're so thankful, Lord, that we get a chance to open the book of Numbers and look into it and learn many biblical truths, Lord, that we need to incorporate in our lives to bring biblical change. And I pray, Father, that we would understand the context, Lord, and that we would understand the interpretation of these things, and more importantly, the application of all these things. We ask your blessing on us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning, Nanay. Good morning. Oh, that's okay. I understand. I understand. All right, let's look at a review kung ano yung ilalagay natin sa final exam ninyo. So, ibang klaseng school ito, no? Pinapakita ko na sa inyo kung ano yung mga sagot. So, I really want you to do good. I want you to understand the scriptures para may patunay natin sa Panginoon na tayo ay manggagawa na walang ikahihiya sa Panginoon. Alright, so, pang ilang aklat yung Book of Numbers? Pang-apat. Ano yung limang aklat ni Moses?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Okay. Ilang chapters ang nasa aklat ng Numbers?
36 chapters.
Kailan sinulat yung Book of Numbers?
1406 BC.
Estimated, ha? It could be 1400 to 1406. Pwede yun. Kaya lang nabawasan ng 40 years. Dapat talaga, nung lumabas sila sa Egypt nung 1446, pumasok na sila sa Canaan. But because of disobedience and idolatry and immorality, sinumpa sila ng Diyos and they pag-alagala sa Kadesh Barnea ng ilang years? 40 years. Inaksaya nila. So, meron ba tayong time para aksayahin? Imagine, 40 years sinayang. So, that's scandalous, diba? That's terrible to do that. But, so who wrote the book of Numbers?
Moses
wrote the book of Numbers. I was at a Christian bookstore yesterday at nakita ko meron na palang bagong commentary, Asia Bible Commentary, or ASEAN or Asian Bible Commentary. So, nagtaka ako sino nagsulat ng commentary sa Numbers. So, kinuha ko sa shelf. Binasa ko ng konti para makita ko sinong nagsulat ng Book of Numbers. Ang theory nila, mali. Sabi nila, merong mga iba't ibang mga writers yung Numbers, kinumpay lang later. Pero kung ikaw ay biblical, binabasa mo yung Bible, si Moses ang nagsulat nun, sinulat niya sila, sinulat niya ito habang sila ay nakaready na sa Moab na pumasok sa Canaan. So, napakalaking pagkakamali talaga ng Bible commentaries na nagsasabing. Hindi natin alam kung sino nagsulat. Merong different na clues, ganito, ganito, ganito. No, Moses wrote the law. Parte ito ng Torah. Torah, ibig sabihin the law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. In fact, mamaya makikita natin kung saan si ibinigay ni Moses yung Book of Deuteronomy. Before na matapos yung Numbers, ibibigay niya yung Deuteronomy. So, anyway, that would be around here. So, alright, so 36 chapters, 4th book of Numbers, 1406 BC. Anong ibig sabihin ng BC? Before Christ, bago dumating si Kristo. So, yung mga taon ng Bible, malaki. 4,000. Pababa, nagpababa hanggang zero. Yan, BC. Before Christ. Kaya pababa, nagpababa. Okay, 4,000, 3,000, 2,000, 1,000, 500, zero. Tapos, tayo naman ngayon, magmula sa kapanahon ni Kristo, Anno Domini na tayo, AD. Ibig sabihin ng Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord. Eh, anong year na ngayon? 2023. Ibig sabihin, kung bumalik ka sa zero, dyan sinilang si Jesus Christ. So, ang buong calendar natin nakabatay sa pagkasilang ng Messiah ng pagdating ni Jesus Christ. Kaya tingnan mo yung impluensya niya sa buong mundo, buong daigdig na apektuhan ng calendar. Okay? So, palayo tayo ng palayo sa kanyang birth. So, kada taon, lumalayo tayo, dumadagdag yung numbers. Kapag naman before sa birth ni Christ, malaki ang number, pababa ng pababa siya. So, yung creation ng mundo natin, 6,000 years ago, 4,000, 6,000. Kaya, huwag kayong maniwala sa evolution. Millions and billions of years yung mundo natin. That's not true. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Makikita mo, this is about 6,000 years old. And I have a chart. Kung gusto nyo, ibigay ko yung chart ko sa inyo. I tried my best to estimate. May mga kulang talaga na pangalan sa genealogy. Kaya hindi natin masasabi talaga with exactness. Pero within 100 years, we can estimate na yung mundo natin is only 6,000 years old. We're a young earth. This is a young earth. Kaya hindi totoo yung evolutionist na milyong-milyong years na yung mundo natin at nag-evolve tayo galing sa mga unggoy. No. There's no truth to that theory. But anyway, so we have it here, sinulat ni Moses, 1406, yung Book of Numbers, habang sila ay naka-stage sa plains of Moab, ready to enter into Canaan to take over. Finally, after the second generation, kanino niya sinulat yung Book of Numbers? Sa second generation Israel. Bakit? Ano nangyari sa first generation? Yeah, namatay sila. So, now, key verse. Anong key verse ang Book of Numbers? Pinag-usapan natin ito nung tinalakay natin yung introduction. Tapos pagdating natin sa chapter 10, tinalakay uli natin. Pero, let's go back to Numbers chapter 10 and verse 30. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 32. Numbers chapter 10 verse 32. Inanyayaan ni Moses na sumama sa kanya yung anak ni Jethro, na si Raguel. So Moses said to Raguel, who was a Midianite, "Hey, you come with us." So look at Numbers chapter 10 verse 32. "And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same we will do unto you." Kung sumama ka sa amin, kung anong kabutihan ang bibigay sa amin ng Diyos, yan din ang ibibigay namin sa inyo. So as we journey through, come with us. Eh bakit naman gustong isama ni Moses si Raguel? Kasi si Raguel, Midianite siya, sanay siya sa kagubatan. Alam nilang mabuhay sa Kadesh Barnea. So very wise si Moses. Sinama niya yung anak ni Jethro, his father-in-law. So don't forget, Jethro is the father-in-law, Raguel his son. Anyway, so there's your verse. Halika, sumama ka sa amin. Kung ano ang kabutihan ng Diyos na ipapakita niya sa amin, ipapakita rin namin sa inyo. Now, how do we apply this in the Christian life? Well, we are making our way to heaven. We are on a pilgrim journey. Hindi ito ang langit natin. Pansamantala lang tayo sa mundo. Amen? As Christians, we are on our way to heaven. Na sana alam ninyo yan in your heart. Kung ikaw ay nagsisi at tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, you are on your way to heaven. Deserve ba natin ang heaven? No. Kasi likas tayong makasalanan. Ginawa lang tayong mabuti sa grasya ng Diyos nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ. So anyway, you see, we're on our way to heaven. Kaya dapat, isama natin yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, isama natin yung mga kaibigan natin, isama natin yung mga kamag-anak natin, kamanggagawa natin, kapitbahay. Anybody that we can bring with us, and whatever goodness the Lord has shown us, we can show them. You see? This is a picture of the Christian pilgrimage. At sa naranasan nila, may mga plus, may mga minus sa silang naranasan. Diba? As we studied the book of Numbers, nakita natin yung mga enemies nila, yung mga challenges nila, yung mga victories nila. Ganun din sa buhay Kristiyano. Ang buhay Kristiyano, may times na victory, may times of defeat. Pero wag tayong sumuko dahil patungo tayo sa heaven. At pagdating natin doon, doon na tayo pwede mag-relax. Kasi wala nang laban. Wala, yung lalaban para sa atin is the Lord. Sa ngayon, we have to remember, if you want peace, you have to war against sin. If you want God's goodness, you have to war against Satan and the world. Okay? So, ngayon, parang sa millennial kingdom, pagdating ng millennial kingdom, yung mga tao doon, hindi sila exempt. Kailangan magsisi rin sila, tumanggap sa Panginoon. Otherwise, mamamatay sila pagdating nila sa age 100. Nasa millennial kingdom, garantisado lahat ng tao ay aabot ng year 100. Pinakabata yon. So, may special dispensation ng millennial kingdom. But, they still need to repent and believe. Otherwise, if they die, they'll go to hell. Okay? Alright, now anyway, so, eto ang review. So, binahagi natin yung Book of Numbers sa tatlong geography. Sinai, chapters 1 to 9. Kadesh Barnea, pinakamalaki. Chapter 10 to 22. 40 years sila dito, ha? Dalawang taon lang sila dito. 40 years sila dito. Ilang buwan lang sila dito. Moab, from 23 to 36. Okay? So, if you learn this, I guarantee you, papasa ka sa exam. And pag pumasa ka sa exam, you will get a special prize. I'm excited for that prize. And explain ko na lang pagdating ng araw na yon. So, malapit na tayo matapos. We are now in Numbers chapter 32. And we're gonna see chapter 32 and chapter 33. So, we're marching towards the end, okay? Huwag kayong mag-absent, ha? Pag final exam, ha? Kung hindi nyo kaya, okay lang. We will help you. Okay? Alright? Wala pang bumagsak yata sa mga exam. Wala pa akong naalala na bumagsak mula Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, o Numbers na ngayon. Okay? Huwag kayong mag-alala. Katulad ng mga yung mga young people, pag may assignment, hindi na sumusulpot. Natatakot. Alright, here we go. Numbers 32. So, sa Numbers 32, nakita ng tatlong tribo yung lupa na nasa western part ng Israel. So, if I can show you your map. Gusto natin yung map natin. Yung Israel, nakabahagi siya sa dalawang bahagi. So, ito yung Lake of Galilee, Jordan River, Salt Sea, the Salt Sea, tapos nakaganyan siya. Dito yung Mediterranean Sea, tubig ito. Ito yung Israel. Actually, nakapark sila dito ngayon sa Moab. Okay? Nandito sila sa Moab, papasok na sila sa Jericho, sasakupin nila muna ito, tapos ito, tapos ito. Yan ang strategy nila pagdating sa Book of Joshua. So, pag-uusapan din natin yan pagdating ng time. Tatlong tribo, Manasa, tapos, tribo ni Reuben, let's see here. Yeah. The tribe of Reuben.
Reuben.
Ah, Reuben ba?
Reuben, Manasseh,
at saka si Gad.
G-A-D, Gad.
Itong tatlong tribu na ito, gusto nilang sakupin yung western part,
itong part ng Israel.
Eh, di naman ito binigay sa kanila ng Diyos. Ang binigay sa kanila ng Diyos, yung eastern part ng Israel. Pero sa kasaysayan ng Book of Numbers, nasakop na nila ito. Kaya nag-request yung tatlong tribe kay Moses. Moses, pwede ba kami? Sasama kami, gegera kami. Sasakupin natin itong Canaan, land ng Canaan. Lupa yun ni Abraham eh. Sasakupin natin yan. Kaya lang, pag tapos na yung digmaan, tapos na lahat, pwede ba kami mag-retire dito? Kukunin namin itong lupa, ito dito, tsaka ito dito. Pwede. So nag-request nila kay Moses. Si Moses naman, pagpipray niya, lalapitan niya ang Panginoon, bibigyan siya ng go-ahead signal, pero may warning. Kung hindi kayo tutulong sa pagsasakop, kung mag-request kami ng tulong, hindi kayo tutulong, sasagot kayo kay Jehovah. Si Lord na ang susumpa sa inyo. So, sabi naman nila, yes, we will follow, but reward us with this portion of the land. So, yung western part, hindi yung eastern part. So, bukod lang sa Manasseh. Yung Manasseh, meron silang konti dito, meron silang konti dito. Kasi malaking tribo naman yung Manasseh. So, they have interest in this section of the land na wala naman sa contract ng Panginoon kay Israel. So, let's look at our maps. We see our Bible geography maps. Okay? So, buksan nyo sa first map. Ay, ano ba itong first map na ito? Yes, yung first map ay yung Egypt. Nakikita nyo yung Egypt, kung saan sila lumabas. At yung mga lungsod na ito, makikita natin ito. Number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. Pag ganyan, makikita natin yung mga lungsod na yan sa pagbabasa natin mamaya. Tapos, umakyat sila sa Kadesh Barnea. Nakikita mo yung number 13, Kadesh Barnea. Diyan sila pag-ala-gala. Number 13, Kadesh Barnea. So nakikita mo yung Midian, Edom, Moab, Canaan. Okay? Na-influensa niyan. Alright, so. Next map. Sa likod ng map na yon, ito yung Israel in the wilderness. Israel in the wilderness ng Kadesh Barnea. Okay? So, 40 years sila dito pag-alagala. Next page, yung Hebrew calendar, para alam niyo kung anong tawag sa buwan. Kasi hindi naman September, October. Hindi naman nila sasabihin October. Iba yung tawag. Ang tawag sa kanin, sa buwan na ito ay Heshvan. Heshvan. Or Bul. Bul. Bul or Heshvan. Next month is Kislev. Anyway. So, nandyan yung calendar. Okay, next map. Transjordan Conquest. 3-3. Pagkatapos ng Hebrew calendar chart. Transjordan Conquest. So, nakikita mo dito yung number 3. Do you see number 3? Israel's camp. The plains of Moab. Number 3. So, nandyan. Nandyan tayo. Oh, dito tayo. So, ready na silang pumasok. And they will take over Jericho. Unahin nila yung Jericho sa land of Canaan. Well, anyway, yung lupa ng Moab at saka Amorite at saka Gilead, yan yung tatlo, Moab, Amorite, Gilead, yan yung mga rehiyon na gustong sakupin ng tatlong tribu na ito. The 3.5 tribes. Manasseh's half tribe, Gad and Reuben. Alright, so let's look at Numbers chapter. By the way, dun sa map na yan, tingnan mo nga yung tingnan mo yung first map, yung pinakaunang map sa harap, yung Exodus. Alright, nakikita mo yung Canaan. Canaan, sa pinakadulo sa taas. Tingnan mo yung Gaza. You see Gaza? Okay. Ayan na yun yung lungsod na nagigera. There's war sa Gaza. Dahil sa pananakop ng Hamas. Which in Hebrew, Hamas means violence. Oh, tama nga naman ang pangalan. Hang sama. Hamas. So anyway, alright, so you have that perspective. Alright, so let's look at Numbers chapter 32, verse number 1. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, a very great multitude of cattle, and when they saw the land of Jazer, in the land of Gilead, that, behold, the place was a place for cattle. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and unto the princesses of the congregation, saying, Atharoth, and Dibon, and Jazer, and Nimrah, and Heshbron, and Eliah, and Shebam, and Nebo, and beyond, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel, is a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Verse 5, Wherefore, said they, if they have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession. Bring us not over Jordan. So nag-request yung Gad at saka Ruben. Moses, dito na lang kami. Dito na lang namin sakupin ito. Kasi ma-fertile, ang daming pangbaka, pwede mamuhay dito. Eh, mahilig sila sa farming and cattle ranchers. So mayaman na mayaman sila sa ganun. So let's see what Moses did. Verse number 6. Sabi ni Moses, And Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, Shall your brethren go to war, and ye shall sit here? Ano? Kami na lang papasok sa promised land, tapos kayong dalawang tribo, mananatili na lang kayo din, hindi kayo tutulong? So, this is how church works, by the way. Sa church, hindi pwede yung iba, hindi tumutulong. Everybody needs to work. Everybody needs to help. Everybody. Okay? So, ang modern church ngayon, mali. Kasi sa modern church, pwede kang pumasok, pwede kang umalis, na walang ginagawa. That's wrong. Everybody should serve. So, meron tayong mga gifts na binigay sa atin ng Diyos na pwede natin gamitin sa pag-serve sa Panginoon. Hanapin niyo yung gift at gampanan ninyo ang will of God. So we'll be studying about spiritual gifts in the future, no doubt. Alright? So anyway, verse 7, ito yung concern ni Moses. And wherefore, discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them. Naalala ba niyo yung mga spies? Ano yung report na pinaniwalaan nila? Yung bad report. Naalala ba ninyo kung nung sinabi nila, hindi natin kayang sakupin yung mga yan. Mga higante yan. O, anong nangyari sa Israel? Na-discourage sila. Kaya ayan, nauwi tuloy sila sa 40 years of wandering in Kadesh Barnea. O, sa isip ni Moses, ano? Kayong dalawang tribo, ulitin nyo na naman ito. Magde-discourage na naman kayo. Papasok na nga tayo eh. So, verse 8, Thus did your fathers... When I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. Verse 9, For when they went up unto the valley of Eshcol, saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled the same time, and he sware, saying, Surely none of the men of the camp out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob because they have not wholly followed me. Ay, hindi siya naman sila sumunod 100%, kaya 20 years old pataas, hindi kayo papasok sa land of Canaan. Sinumpa sila ng Diyos. Save Caleb, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kenizzite, Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. Tingnan mo yung testimony ni Caleb tsaka ni Joshua. Okay? So sa church, meron mga 100% follow the Lord. Meron din 90%. Kawawa. 50%. Meron yung iba. 0%. Pa-follow lang ako pag merong prize. So, kailangan lumago tayo sa pananampalataya. that we will follow the Lord. Hindi follow the pastor. Hindi follow the teacher. Hindi follow the program. Follow the Lord. Na kung yung iba ayaw mag-follow sa Lord, bahala sila, basta ako follow the Lord. At bibigyan naman tayo ng victory ng Panginoon. God will bless along the way if we follow Him. So, the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel. He made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. Verse 14, and behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead an increase of sinful men to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. For ye turn away from after him, and he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and ye shall destroy all this people. Oy, kayong dalawang tribo, pag na-discourage ninyo pa yung mga second generation ito, iiwanan kayo ng Panginoon dyan sa kagubatan na yan. So, anong ginawa ng tribo? Verse 16, and they came near unto him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and the cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the yonder side of Jordan or forward, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side Jordan eastward. So Moses, pangako, yes, itataguyod namin yung mga bahay-bahay namin, kabuhayan namin dito. Pero Moses, sasama rin kami sa pagkikipagdigmaan. Hindi kami babalik sa tirahan namin hanggat hindi masako ang buong Kainaan at maibigay sa iba't ibang mga tribo ang allotment ng lupa. Pangako namin yan sa iyo, Moses. Verse 20, Moses said unto them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he had driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, verse 22, then afterward ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord, before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. Okay? So, kung tutulong kayo, hanggang masakop yan, at lahat mabigyan ng lupa, very good. Ibibigay sa inyo ng Diyos itong lupa na ito. Verse 23, but if you will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Siguraduhin ninyo ito. Kasi kung hindi kayo susunod sa usapan, matutuklasan ng Diyos yung inyong kasalanan at lagot kayo sa Diyos. You see that? Okay, so our vows important to God? We talked about that in Numbers 31. Vows are important to God. Verse 24. Build you cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which proceedeth out of your mouth. Verse 25. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben spake unto Moses, saying, thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But thy servants will pass over, every man armed for war before the Lord to battle, as my Lord saith. Verse 28. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. Moses said unto them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, the land shall be subdued before you. You shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. So, sa kanila na yung Gilead. But if they will not pass over with your armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord had said unto thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over them before the Lord into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance on this side Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave unto them, even to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, and unto the half tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon and Ammon, the kingdom of Og and the kingdom of Bashan, with the cities thereof and the coast thereof and the cities and the countries round about. And the children of Gad built Dibon, Atareth, Aroer, Atal, Shofan, Jezir, Jobedah. So itong mga cities na pinaguyod ng mga Israelites sa western section ng land of Canaan. So we got that. Verse 36, Beth Nirma, Beth Haran, fenced cities, folds of sheep, folds for sheep. Children of Reuben built Heshbon, Eliah, Kirjath Chaim. Wala ito sa final exam, ha? Huwag kayo mag-alala. Give me some of the cities. Nabiro lang, ha? Nebo, Baalimon, names being changed. Siyempre, papalitan nila yung pangalang Baal miyon. May Baal, eh. Ano yan? Diyos-Diyosan yan. Shibma gave other names to the cities which they builded. The children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, took it, and disposed the Amorite which was in it. And Moses gave Gilead unto Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt there. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small towns thereof and called them Havoth Jair. And Nobah went, took Kenath, the villages thereof, and called it Nobah, after his own name. All right, so third number 32. Malinaw? Okay, so tatlong tribes, Manasseh, one half tribe of Manasseh, gusto dito. Gad, gusto dito. Reuben, gusto dito. So pinagbigyan sila ni Moses. Under the promise that the men will help go to war. And sumunod naman sila sa kanilang pangako. Thankful. Let's look at Numbers chapter 33. Numbers chapter 33. Now, itong section ng Numbers, parang nag-review si Moses. He went back to Egypt and explained how they traveled through the Sinai Peninsula hanggang maabot nila yung Kadesh, hanggang umakyat sila sa Moab. Kaya naka-divide ito sa tatlong bahagi. Nakikita mo? Yung una, from chapter 1 to 15, from Egypt to Sinai. Tapos, 16 to 36, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Tapos, from Kadesh Barnea to the plains of Moab in verse 37, hanggang 49. So anyway, nababasahin natin ito. Now, pag binasa natin ito, naturally, ano sa atin yung mga pangalan ng mga lungsod na ito? O yung mga lugar na ito? Nothing. What does it mean to us? Well, practically nothing, except masasabi natin, yung mga detalye pala ng buhay natin, God knows. And it matters to God. And God knows. Kaya huwag natin sabihin yung buhay natin, hindi nakikita ba tayo ng Diyos, alam ba ng Diyos yung nangyayari sa atin. God knows exactly where we are. God knows exactly our name and our location, and He has a record. Tingnan mo yung record niya dito sa Numbers 33 lang. Look at all these places. By the way, go to your map number 1. So yung map number 1, let's look at this. Let's look at this here. Alright, so here we are. Let's look at Numbers 33, verse number 1. These are the journeys of the children of Israel which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Sinong papalit kay Moses? Joshua. Sinong pumalit kay Aaron? Eleazar. Remember that. That will be part of your exam. Alright, verse number 2. Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. Sinong nagsulat? Moses wrote. So sinong nagsulat ng Book of Numbers? Moses. Mali yung Asian Bible commentary na nagsabi, merong Elohim, merong Jehovahis, merong priestly, merong Deuteronomical, writers, editors, redaction. Naku, ang labo. No, as they traveled through Kadesh Barnea, Moses kept a record. He wrote. That's why we have it here. So, I hope we are biblicists when we read. We believe the Bible. We don't believe the theories of some textual critic na hindi naman naniniwala sa inspired record. So look at verse number 2. Moses wrote their goings according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their going out. Verse 3. They departed from Ramses in the first month of the 15th day of the first month. So Ramses. Nakikita mo yung number 1? Number 1. Ramses. Medyo malabo kasi yung natitipid ako eh. Kung ginawa akong colored copy ito, nako, mahal na ito. Talagang mahal na ito. Hindi lang 1,000. Ano na, 3,000 na nun. Ramses, number 1. Nakikita mo? Sa ilalim ng Goshen. Alright, so there's Ramses. That's the first. On the morrow, after the Passover, hindi muna sila pwedeng lumabas sa Egypt hanggat hindi mo nila ma-experience yung Passover. Naalala ba ninyo yung Passover? Anong kailangan gawin para mag-pass over yung angel? Maglalagay ng dugo sa dambana. Naalala ninyo yung dugo ng tupa? Larawan ito ng kaligtasan. You cannot begin your journey, your pilgrim journey here on earth until you first are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Salvation muna before sanctification. Before you can journey here on earth to heaven, you have to be saved. Malinaw? Alright, galing ng scriptures. The children of Israel went without on a high hand in the high sight of the Egyptians, for the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them, upon their gods. Also, the Lord executed judgments. So yung 10 plagues ay judgments, pati na rin yung Passover. And the children of Israel removed from Ramses and pitched in Sukkoth. Number 2. Nakikita niyo yung Sukkoth? Ayan. Ramses muna, tapos Sukkoth. Pitched in, verse 6, and they departed from Sukkoth and pitched in Etham. So, hindi na tayo sure kung saan itong Etham na ito. Number 3. You see that? Which is in the edge of the wilderness, and they removed from Etham, turned again into Pahahiroth. Number 4. Pahahiroth. Pahahiroth. Pihahiroth. Ano ba yan? Pihahiroth. Which is before Baal Zephon. And they pitched before Migdal, and they departed from Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham. So lumabas sila doon, nakapasok na sila sa wilderness of Etham. Nagcross sila ng Red Sea. Alright? Verse 9, and they removed from Mara. So number 5, nakikita mo yung Mara? Okay, there you have Mara. And came unto Elim. Number 6, Elim. So ang layo ng paglalakbay nila, no? Elim, encamped by the Red Sea, and they removed from the Red Sea, and they encamped in the wilderness of Sin. Nag-stay sila sa wilderness of Sin. Ayun, wilderness of Sin, may question mark. So, mga banda rito, yung wilderness of Sin. So, somewhere around there. Hindi ito wilderness ng kasalanan. Ang pangalan talaga ng location, Sin. Alright? Nagkataon lang na yung pangalang Sin ay nagawang Sin. Okay, so this is not the wilderness of kasalanan. This is the wilderness of Sin. Okay? Alright, kawawa naman yung pangalang Sin. Huwag niyong kasing pangalanan yung mga anak niyong Sin, ha? Who is that? That's Sin. Ano ba yan? Yung mga pets ninyo, huwag niyong pangalanan Sin. Kahit na nagkakasala yung mga yon. Don't call them Sin. Alright, so anyway, they took out their journey from out the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dophka. Ayon, number 8. Dophka. And they departed from Dophka and camped unto Alush. Nawala na si Alush. Hindi na katugma. And they removed Alush and camped in Rephidim. Oh, number 9. Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Naalala niyo yung waters of Rephidim. God supplied. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. So, dyan, nagstay na sila sa Sinai. number 10. Alright, so makikita natin sa verse 16 to verse 36 ngayon, yung Kadesh, papunta sila sa Kadesh Barnea. So hindi na, sa map natin, wala na tayong mga numbers. Pero tingnan mo yung number 13, paakyat doon sa arrow, makikita mo yung Kadesh Barnea. And there's where they at. So let me just read this real quick. That way we have read the scriptures here. And they removed, verse 16, from the desert of Sinai and pitched into Kirboth Hat Va'ah. And they departed from Kirboth Hat Va'ah and encamped at Hezroth. And they departed from Hezroth and pitched in Rithmah. And they departed from Rithmah and pitched in Ramon Perez. They departed, verse 20, Ramon Perez pitched in Libna. They removed from Libna, pitched at Risa. They journeyed from Risa, pitched in Kahelata. And they went from Kahelata, pitched in Shefer. And they removed from the Mount Shefer and encamped in Harada, verse 25. They removed from Harada, pitched in Macheloth. And they removed from Macheloth and camped in Tahath. They departed from Tahath, pitched at Tara. They removed from Tara and pitched in Mikta. And they went from Mikta and pitched in Hashmona. And they departed from Hashmona and encamped in Masharoth. And they departed Masharoth and pitched in Benet Ja'akan, verse 31. Verse 32, they removed from Benet Ja'akan and encamped in Horigdad. Ano ba itong mga names na ito, no? They went from Horigdad, pitched in Jobbathath. And they removed from Jobbathath and camped in Ebrona. And they departed from Ebrona and camped in Ezion Geber. And they removed from Ezion Geber, pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. So they're now in Kadesh Barnea. So we can appreciate how the Lord keeps a record of their journey and how Moses wrote it down. So imagine Moses, ang dami pala niyang ginagawa. Hindi lang political, civil, ceremonial, pati rin pala writing. He was engaged in writing. And so we know that Moses wrote the book of the law, the Torah. All right, so from Kadesh to Jordan, amen. Okay, so from Kadesh to Jordan, they removed from Kadesh, verse 37, and pitched in Mount Hor, the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron, the priest, went up into the Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died at Mount Hor. So, there you have the age. Medyo mahaba yung buhay ng mga patriarchs. Medyo umikli ng konti pagkatapos ni Joseph. And so on and so forth. So, 123, not bad. The king Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south of the land of Canaan, heard the coming of the children of Israel. And they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmunna. And they departed from Zalmunna, pitched in Punan. And they departed from Punan, pitched in Oboth, verse 44. They departed from Oboth, pitched in Ijeah Barim, the border of Moab. They departed from Im, pitched in Dibongad. Babasahin ko ba yung pang Tagalog o English? Dibongad, English. Dibongad, Tagalog. They removed from Dibongad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. Ano ba yan? And they removed from Almon Diblathaim and pitched in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, verse 49. And they pitched by Jordan from Beth Shemesh unto Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. So let's look at that map, see if we have the plains of Moab here. Yon. Okay. Pinaka last map. 3-3. The Trans-Jordan Conquest. Pati dates, correct din yung atlas natin. 1406. Very good map. Alright, so there you have number 3, the plains of Moab. Ayun yung Beth Shemesh, yung Heshbosh, Ayun yung mga dinaan nila. Anyway, so you have that record there. Now, pagdating sa plains of Moab, ready na silang pumasok, verse 50. By the way, pagdating sa plains of Moab, ready na silang pumasok, dito ibinigay ni Moses yung Book of Deuteronomy. Now, bakit kailangan bigay sa kanila yung Book of Deuteronomy? Dahil ito yung second generation Israel na hindi naranasan yung mga naranasan ng first generation. At kailangan ulitin yung law. And ang ibig sabihin ng Deuteronomy, the second law. A rehearsal ng first law. So, does this make sense now? Ang galing ng Bible, no? Naka-organize talaga yung Bible. So, malapit na tayong matapos sa Numbers, final exam, hulaan nyo kung anong pag-aaralan natin next time. Deuteronomy. So, ngayon, may perspective na tayo. Kaya bago tayo pumasok sa Joshua, imamaster muna natin yung Deuteronomy. Pag nakuha na natin yung Deuteronomy, ready na tayong pumasok sa Promised Land, ready na tayo for the Book of Joshua. Alright? So let's look at verse 50 as we conclude verse number 50. Numbers 33, verse 50. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying to them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then shall ye drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, and destroy all their pictures, destroy all their molten images, quite pluck down all their high places, and ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it, and ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to more ye shall give the more of the inheritance, and the fewer shall ye give less in the inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers shall ye inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of the land shall be pricks in your eyes, and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. Tingnan mo yung warning ng Panginoon. Pag sinakop ninyo yung Canaan, alisin nyo lahat ng mga inhabitants, lahat, pati yung mga Diyos-Diyosan nila, yung mga pictures, yung mga high places ng mga sacrifices nila, lahat. God wants total, complete surrender. Take over. Question. Sinunod ba ng Israel itong divine command? Hindi. Kaya ngayon, hanggang ngayon, there is war. Now, how do we apply this as Christians? Well, naalala mo ba yung buhay mo before na you met the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Sa palagay mo, meron ka bang nakaugalian, nasanayan, mga bagay-bagay na masasabi natin pang lumang buhay? Okay? Yung mga bagay na yon, kung hindi mo yan aalisin sa buhay mo, magiging sagabal yan sa Christian growth mo. You understand that? Kaya maraming mga Kristiyano, walang victory dahil walang total 100% surrender sa Panginoon. By the way, pag meron kang mga bagay-bagay na aalisin sa buhay mo, kailangan palitan. You have to replace. Hindi naman sinabi ng Panginoon, alisin mo lang, tapos wala ka nang ipapalit. Halimbawa, bad music. O, anong dapat gawin sa mga bad music? Alisin. Tapos, lagyan ng good music. Okay? O, clothing. O, bad clothing. Anong dapat gawin sa bad clothing? Hindi palitan. E, anong isusuot mo? Oh. Delikado na tayo nun. Oh, palitan ng good clothing. You see? Oh, bad thinking. Oh, alisin mo yung bad thinking. Anong dapat palitan? Godly, the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ dwell in me. Memorize mo yung Bible, scriptures. Makinig ka sa preaching. Isabuhay mo yung mga Bible truth. Learn to replace bad thinking with godly thinking. Amen? Oh, ano pa? Oh, speech. Kung dati, nagmumura ka. Get rid of it! Pero ilagay mo na lang in place the praises of the Lord. Thanksgiving unto Him. Witnessing for the Lord. You see, there's always something to change and get rid of, and there's always something to put in its place. Alam mo, sa music, mahilig ako sa bad music, kaya kailangan turuan ko yung sarili ko na ma-enjoy yung good music. At darating din yung time na magugustuhan mo yung good music, ayaw mo na sa bad music. Pero hindi sinasabi ng Bible, alisin mo ito sa buhay mo, wala ka namang papalitan, nako, lagot ka, kasi babalik at babalik ka pa rin sa dating bulok na way. And again, God wants us to depend upon Him. And if He shows us something that needs to be changed, we must change. Otherwise, it will be a hindrance to our spiritual life. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the principles that we see and learn in this precious, precious book of Numbers, tucked away so long ago in the law of Moses, and yet so relevant even today that we see Israel warring against Hamas, and just because of their disobedience to You. Father, I pray that we would not be disobedient to You as Christians. Help us to be obedient. Help us to listen to the Spirit and make biblical change in our life. We love You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.